It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, and it's going to be a fast Saturday morning here at Community First Credit Union. Coach Todd Ratliff and the Albia track team is in the house. And the coach just came in with his running shorts on, and I can tell you that he's definitely got legs made for radio. Some people have radio faces, but he's got radio legs, if you know what I mean. But we're going to talk about those fast legs of Coach Ratliff, who just completed. He said, get off the race course, Coach. I'm running here. You're running here. We both just got done running. You actually didn't have time to shower, and for that, I'm a little ungrateful, but I got to share the sweats. Share the love. We're going to talk with these outstanding athletes who have done so many miracles on the oval, including the blue oval, capturing the Drake Relay Championships, and they're just getting started here, folks. We got the conference champions, first time in 75 years. That is hard to even fathom, but the 75 years is now in the past. And what's really great to know is that we got lots of underclassmen, including a sophomore here today we're going to talk with, and this program, which at one time, a track program without a track. And when you think about that, you realize that maybe that might be the reason why we had 75 years without a track championship. But this community and the school district rallied around the program, and the results are now in the books, and this is a program that's on the rise, and it will not take another 75 years to get another conference championship. I just look at the calendar and I say, well, we're only 364 days away from this team competing once again. We're going to talk with them, and then at the bottom half of the hour, we're going to talk a little tennis. Coach Judge is going to stop by. We're going to talk about the boys' tennis team. They start their conference tournament on Monday. We're going to talk about getting set up for that when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Lots of reports around the room that mushrooms are being found. So if you're an avid mushroom hunter, there is a good indication that these mushrooms are up. Luke Sarver has given me indication that he knows the exact spot, and for $20, he will show you the way. But you'll have to be fast because he's hard to catch, and a hard to catch guy is this guy right here, Coach Ty Ratliff. Coach, I'm trying to get a hold of you last week and talk about these amazing accomplishments by this group of athletes, and you were out running yourself.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to go out to Lincoln and run the Lincoln Marathon last weekend.
How'd that go?
The first 22 miles were wonderful. Last four kind of caught me, but I PR'd, ran a 3:40, so not happy with it, but it's a step in the right direction.
Well, you're sweating this morning, so you must be up and at it again. You know, the recovery after those, oftentimes they'll take a guy a good week, so you're right back out running that.
Yeah, Tara Szczynski's back in town this morning, so we went for about an 8-mile stroll this morning.
Did you just kind of like get behind her and have a rope attached to her and she can just pull you along?
Yeah, she's got a little red wagon that she pulls me around in, so it works out real well for me.
Coach, we've got so many things to talk about, and this has been a season that's been packed full of accomplishments. It started early because you know you're really coming into the season. You guys, particularly early on, you wanted to start exceeding the times that you were doing a year ago. So the race started and against yourselves very beginning of the year.
Yeah, it really did. Last year was a leap forward for the team overall, and this year they. Came in with the idea that they wanted to even take it the next step.
75 years, Coach. We talked about that often over the years. It just kept on getting, the number kept on getting larger and larger. But 75 years, and that is now in the past.
Yeah, it was an exciting night. You know, Coach Beal and Coach Winkie doing an amazing job with the guys. Coach Winkie's been working with the hurdlers, and Coach Beal helps anywhere we need him to, and then the guys just—they decided that it was time to get rid of that one.
Well, these young men—they keep on accomplishing more and more feats, Coach. And you guys are not done yet. This is a season that is maybe towards the end of it, but it's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, you're right. Some of you out there who've heard me talk before might say, "Boy, he sounds nervous this morning." I am, and I'm not quite sure why. So many emotional things have happened this year that it's hard to explain. We've got 1 week left for districts. We're looking forward to pushing a bunch of events on through the state meet. We could get some events like the 100, the 200, the 400, the four loaves maybe, 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, 4x8, medley, maybe the mile, discus, shot put. There's a lot of options out there. If we could step up again like we did at conference, it's going to be an amazing night on Thursday.
And then we're not talking about 75 years and waiting for a conference title, but you know, a district team championship, and the potential for this team as a whole to place, you know, top five, maybe get a state championship. These are things that are truly in the cards.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go back to conference for a minute. At conference, everybody stepped up. You know, 75 years was a long time, and as we broke the points down on where we sat versus where Davis County sat, because they're a really deep team, a well-coached team down there. We thought it was going to be close, and so all I did was ask each of the guys to step up in their own areas. And if part of them step up, we win. I go above and beyond what they normally do, but what happened was every one of them stepped up, and that was a pretty special night for me. Looking forward to, I can't remember your question now.
Most of the time I can't either, Coach, but you got the mic, so you keep on talking.
All right. We'll go back to the Drake relays. The last time I think it was on the radio was the night before the finals, and you know, the guys did an amazing job, ran a 3:18.90, which is the fastest recorded 4x4 2A time ever run in Iowa, so that's a pretty amazing feat by those gentlemen. And you know, looking to go up to the state meet and not just get there, but to place, and not just place, but to win some relay and maybe individual championships.
Well, Coach, as we look around the room, we see guys that are really committed to excellence. We're missing Brett and Alex here this morning, but those two seniors and that senior group of guys that are out, and it's across the board. This is a team. We've celebrated these amazing accomplishments with the relays, but as a whole, you've got some great senior leadership guys that are out committed to the program, and you know, you've got some individual great successes, some groups of great successes, but when you think about this as a team, a whole team, which is tough to do, is to get enough guys that you can put in all these different places. You got a great team with some really outstanding senior leaders who, as we've seen this entire year, have just found ways to will themselves to be in winning situations.
Yeah, and we'll start with the senior captain this year, which was Hugh Sinclair. He dropped last at conference. He dropped his fastest 400 split time ever at 53.17. Just a great leader. He leads us through the practices, and you know, makes sure that we're all on the bus when he's there. And he's been a real good season for him. We're proud of him. And you know, Alex and Brett, their running speaks for itself, and they get a lot of publicity and well deserved. But we've got some other seniors that are doing some great things too. Tanner Wynn in his open 800 went 2:01. The other night at conference. That was his last night of the event, so he wasn't a fresh Tanner win, but he's got a lot of desire to not be beat. Mason Cox won the 1600. So, I mean, that's pretty powerful to be able to spread all the way from the 100 up through the 2 mile. Mason was third in the 2 mile, was 500ths of a second from being second. So, very, very good performance there. Dylan Perkins threw the shot 46 feet. And if you'd asked me if that was possible, I may have said no up until watching him actually do it. The other seniors out there, Zach Hugan, you know, he came out a little bit late with us this season, but he's given 100% every day. I couldn't be more proud of him. What a different young man than I've worked with in the past. It's one of those stories where you can really see the individual mature over time. You know, even from just a year ago, he's matured into a we instead of a me guy, and I really appreciate that about Zach. You know, those guys are gonna be missed next year, but looking around the room, we're still gonna be okay.
You definitely got depth, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk with the guys you brought with us today and talk about these big events that are ahead of us, district and then the state. And then we got Coach Winky here, and Coach is he's a technician, Coach. He really does a great job of breaking things down for you, and we got guys around you, too, that you can trust in. I'm not talking about guys. I'm talking about coaches. When you can trust in each other and talk to each other and be able to communicate, and it makes it a lot more fun to be out there, and then too, it lets you to really develop the kids.
Yeah, you know, Coach Bill's been around for a long time, and I've talked about how good he is. Coach Winky just joined us last year, and he's really the difference maker in our program. He's brought the technical aspects and different viewpoints onto things, where Coach Bill and I were so much alike that we kind of see things the same way. Coach Winky, he brings a different viewpoint. He was a hurdler and a good one. Back in the 60s, oh no, in the 80s, and you know, he brings a different level of professionalism and expertise to us that we haven't had before, and that's like I said, I think that's the difference maker.
Well, let's take a quick time out. We're going to come back and meet some of these guys and talk about all these big events that are ahead of this outstanding history making track team when we come back to the Corn 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures.
Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right, my kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn, Kansas City's one-of-a-kind water park. Get your tickets now at schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Kansas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Look, I know he said not to drive it, but it's been so nice outside, and I wanted to drive with the top down. Just hang on. It's just a dent. Okay, sis. I'm going to go look at it right now. So listen, if you don't say anything, he'll never know. I took it to Copeland. Oh, yeah!
Hi, I'm Steve Williams. I'm an auto tech at Copeland Auto Body, and we would like to work on your car.
Copeland Auto Body in Hedrick, Iowa. It's like it never happened.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Core 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner on this fast Saturday morning as we talk Albia track, and the tennis team has just arrived, and they're in the house. We're going to talk with them in just a second, Coach Joe Judge and his team of outstanding tennis players. But right now, standing next to the very own Coach Todd Ratliff. Coach, lots of attention being given to your program right now, so very deserving, but you've stole the headlines, of course, in local papers, and you get all the attention here on the radio, but TV 13 comes to town and does an exclusive on your program, and that's quite the honor.
Yeah, you know, it really is. I think John Sears did a really nice job of putting that together. He came down to the Van Buren meet on Monday and then interviewed the guys on Tuesday and then put the pieces together. Again, I thought he did a real good job. I think it's good for the not only just the track program, but it's good for the school and the community, and I think people should take pride in our community because of people like who were interviewed that day.
The interview itself really it showcased your guys' as talents, but it really went the direction that, you know, as a coach you'd be really grateful for, is that, you know, these guys were blessed to God give them talent, but you know, really talked about the depth of their appreciation and their focus and the more of the character of the guys and maybe just their special accomplishment.
Yeah, I would agree, and you know, they are pretty special guys to me and to their parents and to the community. And it was nice that they were able to be shown that. And, you know, I'm a big believer that credit is due. Credit is given where credit is due. And, you know, I think God's definitely blessed me to have these guys around me and blessing them as well.
Well, let's talk to Ryan and Luke Sarver, part of that 4x400 team, Drake Relay Champions, and twin brothers. Guys, I know that you know, we talked about this in every sport since you've been little kids, and I've known you guys come to your house, and you guys are still in the crib. So, you know, you guys have been battling since crib time, but the competition is being twins and brothers. You know, that really can help push each other to be your best.
Yeah, it really does help us push each other. You know, Luke and I ran against each other in the open four the other night, and you know, a lot of times Luke is always the quicker one, but I was able to edge it out a little bit. And you know, it's just fun to compete. And
the rub doesn't even stop here on the air. That's great. That was nice. You know, you could have talked about any other event, but you know, but you, that's great, right? That, buddy. Here, Luke's handing me the knife back, but here you go.
Yeah, so it's just fun to be able to compete with each other. And, you know, all four of us really compete, you know, with all the success we've had with that 4x4. You know, we're still, competing with our times and our splits. You know, we're always giving, you know, the slower person a hard time, or, you know, but it's always a fun time with us.
I know talking to Coach Todd Ratliff off the air, and we talk, you know, Coach Winkie's telling you guys all the time, you're hand claps, really. You're a hand clap on your route around the 400. You pick up a hand clap, and you guys have a chance to not only win state, but you know, a chance to break records.
Yeah, we've really looked into that, and, you know, it's surprising how little each person has to get faster, and you know, with the speed that we already have to break those records.
Talk about you know, the recognition here, you know, TV 13 coming down, you know, what's that meant to you guys, and talk a little bit about the reasonings behind some of this, the prayer on that type of thing.
The reasoning behind the prayer is you know, we had a rough prelims last year in Drake Relays, and that's where it kind of all started right there. We were knocked down on the final leg, and weren't able to finish, or we were able to finish the race, but we were finished in last, so we didn't make the finals. So Coach grouped us up, and you know, we just prayed for the gifts that we have been given, and prayed to be humble, and you know, and things turned around the next day, and we're back in the finals, and you know, we came out sixth there, and, you know, after that, Alex, Luke, and I, we all sat down and said, you know, we want to win this next year. So,
well, that was the mindset, and talking to Luke Sarver here, and both these guys just juniors, and they've got another year to come back and work on bettering these times. But, Luke, really, you think back to a year ago, it was that moment when you guys were broken on the track, and it was despair. You know, that was the moment that things, you know, looking back, really turned for you guys.
Yeah, we really sat down and thought, you know, God has given us these gifts, and we can't just stop because someone has knocked us down or there's a conflict. So, you know, we just come together and we thank God for what he's given us, and we just do everything we can to praise him.
TV 13, you know, you guys did a great interview with that, but what's that mean to you guys to have all this recognition and to now have you know, so many people who are walking up and congratulating you?
It's good, but you just got to keep in mind that, you know, it's not the only thing out there, and there's still a lot of track left in us, and we just got to take it and just be humble with it and not get too big, which I've no doubt in my mind that none of us will. But
well, I was just talking with Ryan, and you guys are so close to, you know, you could say, hey, look at what we've done, and settle with that. But there's so much more that's still left out there, and I really, when you just, folks, when you think about it, they're running 400 meters around that track, and it's a clap of a hand each, and that's really to the extent what's separating you guys from a state record.
After the Drake relays, we sat down and we sat down what our goals wanted to be, or what we wanted our goals to be, and you know, I feel like these past couple weeks we've been striving to reach those goals, and we've been working hard in practice and running hard in our meets to get there, and I firmly believe that we have a chance to break those records this year.
Well, you guys have put a bar out there. You've won the Drake relays first. You have won a conference championship first, 75 years, and that's an old record that now is in the past. And behind us, we have two underclassmen that also now, because of all this have done, you know, you guys look at, you know, the underclassmen, the junior high, you have really, the bar has been set, and the expectation of what you can accomplish at Albee High School has been, the bar has been raised.
Yeah, the bar has definitely been raised, but, you know, we couldn't have done any of this without the supporting cast of our teammates. Our teammates are huge in pushing us in practice, and at the conference meet, we can't just count on us four guys. We need the whole team. We need guys going 1-2 here and there, 3-4. We need points wherever we can get them, and that's what happened Thursday night. We just scored points where we needed to score, and we scored some points in some events that we didn't think we were going to score in, so it was just a good night overall to get that 39 place with a 14 next to it.
Pretty darn nice. Luke and Ryan Sarver, members of that 4x400 team, and twin brothers, Coach, I know you're really proud of them, but you got two other guys here you brought with you, and they are outstanding athletes. And I just think about, you know, the development of each of them. And I think a guy like Hunter Weldon, you know, he's just a sophomore. Behind some really, really good, fast runners, and you know, not just really good fast runners. Maybe historically some of the fastest guys to ever run at Albee High School, and you know, it could be easy as a sophomore to say, I'm not going to do it. I'm maybe not even go out, right? But these guys committed and they're out, and now he goes to Drake relays and he finishes in the top 25.
Yeah, you know, I've only had a handful of individuals over my 18 years of coaching track here qualify in individual events. You know, there's Jess Hutchison, Kyle Overmeyer, Alex Schultz. There's not very many of them. And Hunter Weldon's now on that list. Just outstanding, coming out of the blocks, pushes through. He's developed a late race. You know, as a distance runner, when I say late in the race of 100, it makes me laugh on the inside because I can't even get up to speed yet in 100 meters. But he's developed an ability to dig down mid-race and pull guys back to him, which is, it's pretty outstanding, especially being a sophomore. You know, I'm going to talk about the 4x2 at conference. I replaced three of my normal 4x2 guys so they could run individual events with Hunter, Zach Hugan, and Tony Leshin jumped in there with Brett. And they ran the second fastest 2A 4x2 time in the state behind Ryan, Luke, Alex, and Brett. So the depth of the team is amazing. They were a full second ahead of the next closest team out of the 95 other teams in the state in the 4x2. So to have depth like that is just amazing. You know, my hopes and wishes are that they're patient because their times are coming. I think they keep working like they are with the talent they've been given. And they're going to be sitting in those chairs where Ryan and Luke and Alex and Brett are. If not at the end of this year, at the state meet by next year for sure.
Hunter, what an opportunity to go to the Drake Relays. It was kind of like the story of last year for these guys in the 4x400. You know, you were out, and then you get the late call at the last minute, literally the last minute, and suddenly find yourself there. And that had to be a great feeling. And then to go and run like you did has to make you feel really darn good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I just wanted to go up there and do my best.
What was it like when you stepped on that blue oval? Was it, you know, I haven't even asked these guys yet, you know, but what's that feeling like when you step out there? To me, you know, such a historic place, it had to be a little overwhelming.
In that little warm up area up top, you see everybody warming up, and you're thinking, "Wow, these guys look pretty fast." And then they call your name, and you have to walk down there in a line, and then you see all the people in the stands, and you get pretty nervous. And then once you're behind your blocks and everything, kind of goes away.
This team is so talented all across the board, from the guys that run the distance to the guys that run just like you in those quick times. This team, everywhere around you, you're getting challenged to be better because everybody's performing such high levels.
Yeah, it's really good because most of the time everybody shows up to practice and works their butt off, so it's what we need to win the conference again.
Just a sophomore, lots of big days ahead of you, young man.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't think there's much hope, Coach, because he not only is he very talented, but he'll put the work in, too.
Yeah, you know he will, and it's been great having him with us. You know, last year he was with us as well, but this year he's really stepped up. And watching him run, you wouldn't believe he was just a sophomore.
Tyler Passett. You know, I just think about, you know, here's Tyler, you know, we go back all the way to cross-country season, and he just has not stopped developing the entire way.
Yeah, you're right. When he was a freshman, he was running mid-12s for his 2 miles. Like, well, you know, this is a nice kid. I'm glad he's out and around. And then his sophomore year, he made a jump down into the 11-20 range. And this year, he's now in the low 10-50s, 10-51 for his 2 mile. He's broke the 5-minute barrier 3 times in the mile. And he's our team historian. He's the one who's gone back and looked up all the different records and kept everything up. So he's a really wise kid. He's developed his running a ton. And as he relaxes his mind more, he's even going to get better and better. You know, he was solid number 3 for us all season in cross country, and the number 2 distance runner behind senior Mason Cox this year.
Well, Tyler Passett here. What's been that difference from the guy that's running in the 12s to into the 10s?
I've started chipping into the mental barrier of the sport. I mean, coach will say I'm one of the best conditioned guys on this team. You know, I can go out and run that distance real well. But mentally, I can't push myself completely sometimes.
And so what are those key things you're trying to maybe focus on? Because, you know, you're an underclassman. You still got, you know, a lot of days ahead of you. And smart guy like you, you know, you're probably thinking these things out. But what are those things that you're really keen on maybe to break down those mental barriers and push you through?
Like Coach said, I just need to relax a lot more during the races, push through pain, and run hard.
What's it feel like to be a part of the history that's being made here?
It's a lot of fun watching it go. I went up to Drake, and they coached to bring me up to state, and it's going to be a lot of fun watching them break records and just do real well.
You can see that you can be right there yourself.
Yeah.
Tyler Passett, Coach, these guys really get it. You see it in their results, but you see it in the confidence in their face as well.
Yeah, you know, they are. They're there's a fine line between confidence and cockiness, and we try to stay on the confidence side of that. And they're doing a real good job. They're developing, you know, and that's a key. Sometimes I forget that they're only 15, 16, 17 years old, but, you know, they act much more mature than that when they're out there running.
Well, let's go and talk to one of the guys that understands the development of a track team and guys, and that's Coach Winkie. Coach, you know, last year you come into the program, and I remember talking to Coach off the air, and he said, "Man, this guy breaks everything down."
Well, I guess I'm a numbers guy, and a lot of running comes down to the numbers. You know, there's splits in the different distances, and you have to cover a certain part of the race in a certain amount of time. And once you start looking at the numbers, you can try to figure out how to change those. And I think that's just something natural for me with my background is to break it all down like that.
You're also a guy coaching with you and letting you
pretend like I'm your buddy sometimes. You're a guy that really understands the mental edge as well, and those times matter, but to only the guys that they matter to.
You know, it comes down to the determination in a lot of races, and we have this conversation with all the people that run. Sometimes you just have to see yourself do it a few times before you can actually go out and do it, and that's the beauty of, you know, having these role models in front of you. You know, I just came from the junior high conference meet last night, and they expect to win, you know, because their older brothers and older sisters are, you know, running so well. And it's a big deal. I mean, they go out there now thinking that Albia is going to be a dominant sports, you know, dynasty. And it starts from, you know, the leadership that they get from the varsity program.
Hey, man, Coach, and these guys, and we'll talk about the team as a whole, but these guys each have so much more ahead of them, and you don't see anybody that's sitting and resting on their laurels.
No, and that's the beauty of it, too. I mean, you can have great success, and you can say, wow, look what we did. But really, I think the guys are looking well beyond that. And they've got their lives to look back on, and now is the time to focus on doing the next thing.
You got the 4x400, Coach. You got the video. Yeah, I wonder how many people are going to be calling you over the years asking for that videotape of how you run the 4x400.
Well, fortunately, it's online, so they can go to my website and look at it.
and you know
the web address?
Yeah, absolutely. No. But we have the template of how this can be done, and not just in the 4x400, but in each of these races, we have the templates of how you do it.
Well, if you look at it really on paper, Waukee should have won that 4x4 because they're 200 times they're faster than ours. Their 4x2 was seconds ahead of our 4x2. But when it came down to it was the intangible, and that's just the grit and the guts that the guys bring to it. You know, we may not have the fastest 4 200 runners in the state, but we've got, you know, maybe the fastest 4 400 runners when you put them together in one lump. You know, we know we do right now. You know, we just got to keep proving it.
Coach, thanks for so much for what you do and bringing that tactical side of things to the track.
Yep, my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, we're going to take a time out, come back. You folks, we're witnessing a history right here, and this is just the continuation of what's been a very special year at Albia High School. But 75 years, get behind us, you're in the past, and hello, conference champions. Hopefully to talk about district and state champions very soon, as we'll have Coach Ty Ralph and the boys come back when we get those results in. But right now, we're going to take a quick time out, come back. The Albia tennis team is in the house. Coach Joe Judge and the guys are here, and we're going to talk with them when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Now, TV tells us that your lunch must be ordered by the number and served in a bag, or it's a pound of fancy bread with a few thin slices of meat. But that's not a real meal. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
You know the feeling. You wake up drowsy, not off at work, tell yourself you go to bed earlier. Do you snore loudly or stop breathing during the night? Have you ever thought maybe there's more to it? If these sound familiar, you or someone you love could have a sleep disorder. Fortunately, Lucas County Health Center is here to help. Talk to your provider about getting a sleep study. Call 641-774-3315 for more information. Lucas County Health Center. Rest assured.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. just talking track. Now we're going to talk a little tennis. Albia Tennis, which is always competing for conference titles, always putting out their best racket forward. Coach Judge sitting next to me here on the company seat. As we look out at the campground that has been unfolded here at Community First Credit Union, and Coach, this looks like a great setup for conference, which is one of our favorite days.
Oh, absolutely. That fire pit there in the middle, you could see that have a nice little fire and kids grilling some hot dogs over the flame while they're waiting for their next match at the conference tournament on Monday. Hopefully the rain is going to stay away for us to get that in. But, I'm really excited for Monday to roll around here and see if we can get a conference title.
Coach, this group of guys, you're putting the pieces together throughout the year. And this has been one of those years where, you know, it didn't start maybe just the way it's going to finish in terms of the lineup of guys. But you've had a chance here to experiment with some different things and put guys in different places. And, Monday's coming, but that's been one of the fun parts, I would think, as a coach. You know, you're getting to see different guys and seeing guys move around and develop.
Yeah, this year's been really unique. I've had four returning lettermen. Hobie Hine leads and Austin O'Leary, Skyler Hoover, and Noah Belt. But figuring out how I was going to put together a full team was something I had to think about. And, you know, you have to get a varsity win to letter, and this year I'm going to letter 12 different players that we've moved people in and out this year. So almost two complete squads, six people on a squad, and I could put together two squads this year with Letterman.
That speaks a little bit of some depth here. You got guys that really truly are really close to each other.
Yeah, the returning guys, they're of course they're a step ahead, and then I've got a lot of people that this is their first year out. I went out, looked for some athletes that I knew could pick up the game quickly, because I didn't, you know, Hobie has lettered 4 years in a row, Skyler Hoover and Austin O'Leary 3 years in a row, Noah, this would actually be his third year, he's second year with us, but you got to have that six-man team to win. So I looked, and, you know, I told you last week, we have raided the wrestling room to see if I can get some people to fill in that bottom spot and get us some wins based on pure athleticism. And, you know, as their high school career develops, we'll make them into better tennis players. But right now it's just the grit and determination that I want out of some athletes to pick up those couple points we need for a championship.
And when you go on food runs, you got somebody who's got your back, you know, because you guys are like, how was the food run this year? Did you guys do the food run in Davis County this year?
We got rained out, so we didn't do the gauntlet. But then, where did we? Which we just did it not that long ago. Oh, we went to. I know. We just went to Clark last week, and we hit up a good number of restaurants there. You know, in Osceola, they've got a strip of restaurants, so you can't keep them all satisfied. A lot of options for these guys.
The gauntlet, for those who are wondering what in the world are they talking about, the food run, the gauntlet. Well, the gauntlet is a historic thing that's a part of the program. Typically after the Davis County meet, the guys will go through Ottumwa and hit about every fast food. Well, you will hit every fast food joint. And so, you know, it's not for the weak of mind or the weak of stomach.
Absolutely not. I think last year, Noah Belt here off to my side, he had a pretty rough go by the time we hit. By the time we hit Arby's, he was not feeling well.
This is what I think some guys miss, is that how much fun you can have playing tennis. And we're talking about the things around it, but really the game is a joy, and you can take it for life.
That has been my philosophy when I've started coaching this, is this has got to be a fun sport. It's a little lower profile than most all the other sports, and that's good in the fact that this game is so mental, and you have to be enjoying yourself. It's not like, I got to get pumped up for this one, and it's going to make me a little faster, or it's going to be, you know, if you get yourself too hyped up, you're going to lose your concentration, and you're not going to hit the shots that you need to do.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral will be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Coach, we lost it just a moment, but hey, we're talking about the mental side of this game, which it to me, the guys that come out, they physically can get competition. It's hitting those little shots, finishing the shots, and then being the guy that has the mental edge.
That is key, and that's what's going to win championships. And I brought Hobie in this morning to talk, and I'm sure you'll talk to him a little bit. And he has been a solid player the whole time he's been in high school. And the difference this year is that mental edge. And I think he'll agree with me that he has picked that part up, and that's improved his game. And we were just playing last night. Coach Wigman and I were playing against Noah Belt and Hobie. And we were actually stomping them down pretty badly. And it was about 8, I think we were playing a 10 game set, and it was 8-3. And, you know, most people, that's where you're done, and you quit. And these two guys, they just focused, and I saw Hobie playing some of the best doubles I'd ever seen him play last night. And if he can do that on Monday and on Thursday for state, I don't know what the limit to this guys and the whole team. I don't know what that limit is.
Well, Coach, you've got to make decisions here going into conference. Who's going to play singles? Who's going to play doubles? And maybe you don't want to announce that over the air. But if you have that and you want to break it right here, we'll take it.
Most years I would not. You know, I'd want to save that for Monday. But I'm confident enough with this team that I don't care, and let the other coaches, if they're listening, make their decisions based on that. Hobie and Austin O'Leary are going to be the second seed in the conference, without a doubt. We haven't voted yet, but they've only lost to Clark. And that was a close match. So they'll be the second seed. And then my doubles team of Carter Isley and Blake Lawless, two first-year guys, but I think they've lost one time in conference at number two. So they've only got a one loss, and that's a split with Clark. Clark's number two, so they could get seeded as well in the other side of the bracket, a four seed, hopefully. So that means I got a solid doubles team. And the conference title is going to come down to Skylar Hoover and Noah Belt in singles. How many matches can they win? Can they take it to the finals? Can they place? And I think if they can place, we're looking at a conference title. First one in 18 years.
Well, that would be a huge accomplishment. These guys got the grit to get it done, Coach, and we're hoping for some really good weather. One thing about it is absolutely the best setup. The most fun you're going to have all year is going to be at the conference tournament.
It is the most fun, and the guys should talk about that too. We have the girls tournament and the boys tournament going on same time, right beside each other. South Central Conference, these guys have competed with each other in all kinds of different things, and the relaxed atmosphere of a tournament. You know, you sit and you wait for your turn, and so then you end up going over and talking to the guys from Sheraton. You go over and talk to the guys from Clark or Centerville, and then you know, offer them a ham sandwich or a hot dog, and the whole day just gets to be them buddying around, and then shake hands and they say, okay, let's go. Who's going to win this match?
Well, you brought three guys with you and a couple of Noahs. So if anyone says that they build an arc, we're getting in, brother.
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty awesome having these two Noahs on the team.
Yeah, it looks like they bring a little extra energy to you guys.
Well, Noah Bates over here, he's been the energy producer and the one tournament he decided that he was gonna play and forgot his shoes, so he went out there in those Crocs And I thought, oh my gosh, he's gonna embarrass the team. And you know what? He actually stepped up and they won a match, and and Noah's a first year player, so he's got some potential. I'm gonna make him not wear the Crocs the rest of the time he plays.
I don't know, Coach. Those are pretty nice. Those are Bears colors, I think. You know, those are really nice.
Well, I'm gonna stick with some good soled shoes if I'm playing tennis.
Noah Belts here, a guy that's been a part of the program. He outstanding job last year and continued to develop this year.
Well, he was fourth place finisher with his brother at the district tournament last year, to only losing to the Albia team of O'Leary and Christian Summers. So we're looking for good things. I don't know yet what we're doing at districts, but I know he's going to play singles, and if he can have that good day. He's had some off days this year, and so we're just focusing on that mental part. But if he has a good day, then we can do some things.
Of course, Hobie's been your number one this year, and a four-year letter winner. That's those don't come along every year.
No, it's actually first one in my coaching at Albia, first four-year letter winner I've had in this program. And starting to think about it, I'm going to be really sad when he goes. He's been an anchor. He played number two for 2 years and number one for he was number one for 2 years, and number two was a sophomore. Sorry, I'm going to cough.
Yeah, I'll take the mic. I don't mind taking the mic, Coach. After he comes out of his COPD spill, we'll get back to him. But, Coach, I'm going to go meet the guys and let you cough up storm. All right. Hey, Hobie Hines here. Hobie, four-year letter winner here for Albia tennis. Back-to-back years of being number one. And that's sometimes a lot of pressure on him, because that's you're always going to get the other team's best. But over the years, you've taken on that mental challenge.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much what tennis is a mental game. You got to keep your head in it, and it doesn't matter who you're going to play. Just as long as you keep that mental game and have fun with it, no matter what, you're going to come out on top.
Talk about this year's team. You've been a part of some really good tennis clubs over the last 3 years, and this looks like it has a chance to equal any of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, with these new guys that are going to come in, you know, like Judge said, all these new first-year athletic players, it's going to be great for them to, here in a year or two, are going to play number one, and they're going to help everybody else, you know, want to come join and then improve the program and the team and have more people play.
You and Austin. Austin is a tremendous a doubles teammate. He's always there for you. He's reliable, and he's quick. And you bring some length, and Austin brings a little extra quickness, and you guys look like you're the perfect combination on the court.
Oh yeah, he's definitely got what it takes to be a player. He's definitely got the speed. I've got the shots to put the ball where I want it. And you're right, it's just a great team. And I wish we could have played a year before, but him and Christian Summers, they were a great team too. I played singles. I was good at singles. And it's just, as we've been playing these past few years, our doubles game and our singles game has just improved immensely, and it's awesome.
You guys have a chance for a conference title, and even as you look ahead, you know, you guys really set yourself up to have an opportunity to play to go to state.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to be able to do it, considering how much we've improved and how well we're going to do at conference. It's going to happen.
Hobie Hines, a four-year letter winner here at Albia, and truly been an anchor of the program for many, many years. And now we're going to go over and meet the Noahs. We're going to start with Noah Belts first, because a guy wearing Crocs, and not just any Crocs. Those are bear-colored Crocs, Chicago Bears. All right, Noah Belts here. Noah, you know, I look back last year, and I thought you and your brother really did a good job of really making each other better.
Yeah, we just had a fun time doing it. You know, as siblings, you can always go out and practice together. And I really think we did that almost every night, just going out late at night, turning the lights on at the court, and just playing to get better.
This is one of those games that actually is a lot of fun, and every time you go out, you have a chance to get better.
Yeah, we've had a great season this year. with two new guys like Carter and Blake just stepping it up and really helping our team thrive as we brought them here, and really helped us win matches when we needed those few points just to win. They really stepped it up and brought them in.
This is, you know, you're going back to conference once again this year. This time in a singles. What's those things that maybe you're focusing in on as an individual?
I really get down on myself sometimes. Just when I hit bad shots, my mental toughness sometimes shows through, and I just can't pull it out. But Joe Judge, coach, has really just helped me like work on that to where I could pull it through and gain some valuable points for the team to bring back a conference championship.
How many times do you walk in any place and have someone say no and it's not, they're not looking for you?
Quite a lot in school, actually.
Well, that's true. You guys go to school together. Dang it. Forgot about that one.
Yeah, especially with being an awesome guy like Noah Bates, you know, it's a pleasure to share the name with him.
So tell me about the gauntlet, the final stop on the gauntlet last year.
It was Burger King, and you know, ate in all those restaurants, and come to the last one, and just wanted dessert, and wasn't able to keep it in.
And that will be the story we exit on. No, we'll go over here to Noah and Noah Bates. Noah, you know, you do. You just have this jovial personality about you, buddy. And Noah is the son of Big T on Friday Night Lights, so you can see why he's so jovial. He gets it naturally from his dad. But you bring fun to everything you do.
Oh, well, yeah, I try to just mostly bring fun to tennis because this is my first year, and honestly, I'm not that good. But I just try to make it fun for me and whoever I'm playing with, and if I can pull out the win, that's good for me.
Do you get the chance to go to conference on Monday?
Yep, I have to keep score, I think. Yeah, so that's
what we're telling them at school. I know that. That's code word for you're going to go and you're going to be cooking the brats and the hamburgers.
Yeah, I hope so anyway.
But yeah, you'll have a lot of fun. This will be your first conference experience. Tennis, maybe those who haven't played and you never played before, is a game that it takes a little while to get down, but it's a lot of fun to learn.
Yeah, it's so fun to learn, but I mean, if you're not good, like if guys like Hobie will help out a lot because he's just a good teacher, and I don't know what else to say because I'm terrible at being on the radio.
I think you're pretty darn good. I think you just it's rare that you get me in a speechless moment, so I'd say you're pretty darn good. I'm gonna go talk to Coach Judge. He's done coughing now. Coach, I think you guys have fun.
Yeah, you see why I bring him along, right? We're actually the host school this year. We always play our conference in Knoxville, but each school has to take turns being the ones in charge. So it does give me an opportunity to bring a couple extra people that I wouldn't get to bring along because we've got to do the plaques and we've got to keep the records, the scores on the brackets and everything. So. Perfect opportunity for Noah. And Noah has actually played two tournaments. He's been on the tournament team twice for us this year, so he might say he's a terrible player, but he's not. He's got a lot of potential in there. He can play the net pretty well.
Well, he's gonna bring lots of energy and lots of fun. And if you bring that combination and work hard, you develop the skills over time. This is a difficult sport to get down. You can have great athleticism, but it's different than stroking a golf ball, different than hitting a baseball, and guys will even hit it at you. So you got to adjust to so many things. It's not an easy sport to learn, but it's one that is a lot of fun and can be developed.
As I think I said earlier, I really think there's three phases to it. There's the tennis player skills, and that's a pretty rare thing that you find. There's just a few people on each team that will have that tennis player skill. And then there's the athleticism skill, and it's a lot more athletic sport than people give it credit for. I played, as I told you, I played last night with Coach Wigman, and I could barely get up today. I was worn out, my back sore, and it takes a toll on your body. And then the third part is that mental toughness. And as Noah Belt was saying, that's the one part of his game that I watch, and he does get down on himself, but we're not going to let that happen on Monday, and he's going to go out and he's going to win some matches. I've seen it happen with every tennis player. They get down, and you just, that's the time when the coach has to step in. There's not much a coach can do once the match starts. I mean, it's, and you don't even get really, you don't get timeouts or anything. You can go over to the fence and talk to them every other game, but that's it.
Well, Coach, thanks for doing such a great job with the guys in the program. Have lots of fun. I know it will be a great day, even if we get a little miss, but we're going to get rid of the weather and get rid of that cough.
I hope to get rid of the cough. I hate to have it right now, but it is what it is, and I'm going to battle through it.
Mental toughness, Coach. Focus in. Coach Joe Judge and the Albion Tennis Team Conference Tournament on Monday, and they're going to have a great time. If you're out and about around Knoxville, get over there and enjoy a beautiful day of tennis. And the girls will be there as well. And we'll talk with Coach Wigman about the girls' team next week, along with the golf teams. Outstanding years all the way around. If you look at another sports season that is breaking records, making accomplishments, and what a year this has been for Albion Community High School. What a day it's been here at the Corner 34 and 5. Thanks so much for making us a part of your Saturday morning. Have a great Saturday. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.